All resources are in the mind. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. This day I have a title, All Resources Are in the Mind. This is a story about a young man who shortly has finished college. And this is for him quite a tough crisis he has experienced. What is it? He emerged with the truth and thinks, all resources are in my mind. Well, okay, but then, this is one day after the World War I. He is a chaplain of the American Legion for the King's County in New York. And one day he is asked to give an invocation at a Memorial Day meeting on a Sunday afternoon in Brooklyn's Prospect Park. Well, he thinks, invocation, that is still very little, very nice, so it is a good thing I'm asked to do. So he arrives at the park, and there is a big crowd, and he figures out that he can handle a few sentences of an invocation, even though he is being young and is inexperienced in invocations. But he missed to recognize, however, the situation I has to face. Apparently, the designated area of the park has asked to, he arrives there, and at the designated part, he asks a police officer, how many people are there? Oh, he answers, it is about 50,000 people are here. Well, oh, that's a nice crowd. He proceeds to the platform and introduces himself to the chief speaker of the day. It is a young President Theodore Roosevelt's son, Colonel Theodore Roosevelt, who later served in the World War II with the rank of general Europe, at the Normandy, the very famous name Normandy, that was where the Americans started to invade the Europe. So, and I inform him that I am scheduled to give the invocation. Well, then he picks up a program and examines it. And to his consternation, he sees that he is not listed for an invocation at all. Instead of an invocation, believe it or not, he is scheduled for a speech just preceding Colonel Roosevelt's talk. He gulped. What can I do? He is in crisis. What, I giving a speech, and I was ready for a few words of invocation, but a speech, what can I do? Well, you know, nothing happens by chance. And so he talks to the general chief speaker and says, well, I cannot. But then intervenes the Colonel Roosevelt and says, and gives him, you can do it. Just think you can do it, and I'm sure you will do it. Because just think, here are so many mothers who have their son of a gold medal, and how would they feel if you would not say something, some nice words to them in this occasion? You will find the words, I know it. And well, after this request, what can he do? He has to accept and get ready to giving a speech. And he also said, the shorter you make the speech, the better it is. So now, and it ends up that everything turns out perfectly. It is, at the moment of the crisis, everybody thinks, how can I do it? How I never did it? But just think a moment, I can. In my mind, I have every possibility. Every possibility I need at this very moment is available to me. And with these thoughts of knowing that everything is possible, he is ready to find the proper words and giving a very convincing and uplifting talk to that big crowd of 50,000 people. It is a great event for him. And at the same time, he understands that he is a born speaker. And from then on, he studies, is more engaged in speaking, and became a very famous speaker. This is when you think, I cannot. Always this I cannot is to be replaced by yes, I can. And when I say yes, I can, everybody does the same, then it is possible. Just relax and know the possibility is there that you can make a speech according to the circumstances. And this, I think, is a very good demonstration that, indeed, the all awareness is in the mind. All awareness and all resources are in the mind. I love you. Bye-bye.